Hello, my friends, and welcome back to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the first day of May 2024. I'm so happy to have you with me. What a journey we are on as we study the Gospel of Luke, and what a privilege it is to just carve out a few minutes of our lives to be able to do that and to live in an era where I can sit here and look at a text and talk and you can listen. And then you can go and engage the text on your own through multiple translations and all kinds of study guides and aids. This is quite an era to be alive, and I hope that we appreciate it more than we bemoan it. Might as well appreciate it. Technology is never going backwards. Nobody invents the wheel and then goes, that's a bad idea. You know, once something is viable and useful, we find a reason to use it, and so we have what we have, and let's use it to the best of our abilities and see what we can do with it for the kingdom. That's what we're trying to do here at the ministry and utilizing different digital platforms, different ways to present the gospel. One of those ways I want to remind you is that we are now on Roku. If you stream through the Roku device, you can watch us on the GAN, the Grace Awakening Network. Our program airs on Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock Eastern time, but is all available on demand as well. Whatever we've posted to GAN is available on demand. Now, these are sermons that we have had on our YouTube page or our website for quite some time, but I'm going back and sort of picking messages and then editing them down to fit into a 28-minute time slot. But if you have friends who have Roku and it's a platform they might watch, please spread the word if you would. Tell somebody about the podcast to look for Paul White Ministries wherever they get their podcasts. There's all kinds of free material. Tell them about our website, paulwhiteministries.com. And if you have people that enjoy our ministry and want more, we have additional content, which is a one-time subscription fee and then a lifetime password to get you all kinds of material. We just dropped the question and answer session from our trip to the Netherlands into the additional content. And over the course of the coming months, we're going to drop the remaining services from our trip in 2023 to the Netherlands, the services in which we used a translator. We're going to put those back there, and I'll let you know as we drop those in behind that additional content paywall. Check it out. Okay, Luke chapter 12, enough of that other stuff. Let's get busy today. We're in the month of May. This month is going to see us just burrow a little deeper into the Gospel of Luke and see where that lands us. There's no way that we're going to finish because we've been at this since October and we're only in Luke 12. We're taking our time and enjoying the journey. Let's begin in verse 22. Jesus said to his disciples, "Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on." 23, life is more than food and the body is more than clothing. Now we could go on and read the rest of this, but I want to make sure you catch something here. That these things are a little bit easy to overlook, and yet they're right in front of us. It's the forest for the trees argument. "Therefore, I say to you," is how he opens it, which tells you, and I know this is almost a elementary linguistic trick of if you find a therefore, find out what it's there for, but there's something to that. Like, why would he say therefore? And that's because of the story that we talked about yesterday on the essay edition, the parable of the rich fool, the man who has everything, his ground yields plentifully. He does, but he's out of room. He has so much stuff, he's out of room, and so he just builds bigger barns to store his stuff. And he knows that he's got enough stuff laid up for years. He can just eat, drink, and be merry. But then he's confronted with the God, the Almighty God, who says, "Fool, your life's going to end." And who's going to get all this stuff? And then he warns us, don't lay up treasure for yourself, but be found in God. We talk about how that's being found in Christ, not trying to find yourself in other things. Well, something we didn't pursue deeply in the essay, because we don't pursue everything, is the fact that this man doesn't have anybody to leave this to. He's just stored it up for himself. And so I think there's high value in storing up for your children, for your grandchildren, for leaving an inheritance, finding meaning in someone else rather than just yourself. So that's an important point. But it's also important to realize that the therefore, verse 22, is in response to this parable. So let's read it again. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, nor about the body, what you will put on. Life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. This is very difficult for us in the modern setting because we are very materialistic minded. We're very own a home, drive a car, have a retirement account, fund this, fund that. It's a big part of our existence. We're a monetary economy. Jesus is speaking to a largely agricultural economy that people didn't go punch a clock. They ran, they farmed, they did tasks and got paid to do them. It was a world where it was an imagine everyone had a small business, and I don't mean that in the way we have it, you know, storefront and all that, but everyone did something with their hands. And so life was, in some ways, a scrape-by existence, and people were concerned constantly with how they were going to make it. Poverty was rampant, and most people had very little. What had infiltrated the spiritual consciousness was that if you had a lot, you must be favored by God. So if you had a lot of money, or you had a lot of possessions, or you owned a large home, or you had a whole household of servants, God must be favoring you. That's why you're wealthy. Much of Jesus's pushback is to show that a lot of wealth in that world is accumulated through covetousness and greed. It is not indicative of the fact that that person has God's favor or that God is upon them. And it's why you see Jesus siding with the poor repeatedly. I don't think he's anti-rich as much as he is letting people know that it's false to make an equivalent. It's false to make an assumption that your amount of wealth is equivalent to the amount of God's favor upon your life. And so statements like, don't worry about your life, what you're going to eat, or about your body, what you're going to put on, life's more than food, the body is more than clothing, is in response to his own parable of the rich fool, because so many of us obsess. And so this still applies to us today. And he's making truly a weighty argument against anxiety. His first concern is that worldly goods are, if that's what you're anxious over, it's foolish because life's more than that. Secondly, that God's going to take care of us. We're going to get into this over the ravens and the lilies. And thirdly, that being anxious will accomplish nothing because you're not going to add anything to your life through it. We'll dig into this a little deeper because this is a do not worry passage and we all need to hear it. We'll get to it tomorrow. See you then. God bless.